Hi everyone, it's Jo. I've been asked recently to do a demo of TapTapC. Now I know a lot of you thinking, well, that's dead easy to use, but if it's not easy, it's not easy. You know, if you can't use it, you can't use it. So I just thought I'd do a quick demo. So if you've used TapTapC before, then obviously skip over this. So I'm going into it. I'm using it on an iPhone. So basically, you've got covering quite a lot of your screen.
A camera button.
Now, if you, and it says double tap to take a picture of what's in front of you. You've got
about,
which just tells you about TapTapC.
Share. Button.
Share.
Save or share most recent image.
So you can share your most recent image.
Library. Button. Access photo library options.
Library, so you can access your own library of photos on your phone. So you can, you know, you can find out what something is that you've taken a picture of. Or, you know, if you've got some old photos, I guess you can look at them.
Repeat.
So if you aren't sure what you heard when it tells you what the picture was, you can double tap on repeat. And that's it. So I'm in my kitchen, because that's quite often where a lot of people use TapTapC, because TapTapC isn't good for reading big bits of text. But I'm going to go on to that later. Now, some of you will have KNFB Reader, but I've discovered, thanks to somebody posting it on the VI Talk Facebook group, a really, really useful app. It's not designed for visually impaired people, but it's very useful nevertheless. Anyway, back to TapTapC, and apologies for the voice. I'm recovering from a lost voice and sore throat, some kind of virus, I think, and it's the eighth day, and I'm still croaky and a bit squeaky, so don't sound quite like me, but anyway. Right, so I have here, I'm going to start with a box because that's quite easy. So it's a box. I know it's a box of cakes, you know, because I could look in it and I could, you know, I could see what cakes they are. But, you know, you might have a couple of boxes of cakes and you might not want to open your boxes and go foraging, I guess, and getting all messy. So, and especially if they're unopened boxes and you want a particular one for after your tea or something. So I'm holding probably, I've got quite slim hands, I guess. But I'm holding my phone. I've spread my fingers out and put my little finger on top of the box. I'm resting my phone on my first finger, but my fingers are quite spread out. So more than a hand's width away from the box. I'm taking my hand away and I'm going to take
a picture. Picture in progress.
Now it's telling me picture three is in progress. You can take up to three pictures at a time. So if you're taking a picture of something, I'll go into that in a minute. But anyway, let's see what it says about this one.
Picture freeze, lemon cake slices, label pair.
There you go. Now I've got my voice quite quick, so I'll slow down my speed.
Speaking rate, 65%, 60%, 55%.
Okay, so we'll go to
camera,
repeat.
Camera, 1 of 5, repeat, button, repeating. Picture three is lemon cake slices, labeled pack.
Okay, so picture three is lemon cake slices and it says labelled pack. But lemon cake slices, yummy. One of my favourites. So I'm going to stick that back in the cupboard and go on to my next thing. Now, you can take up to three photographs, which is great, because if you're taking a picture of something round, like a tin or a jar, now I've got a jar here. Now, from the size and shape of the jar, I know it's a jar of spice or herbs. But you never know, do you, which bit of the label is going to have the name on it, because you're going to have a barcode and some of it's going to be blank or maybe have a picture on it. So what I tend to do, I've got the jar quite, not too close to the edge of the cupboard, the worktop, but I've got it fairly close. And I'm putting the tips of my fingers against the side of the jar and then I'm resting the edge of my phone against sort of the palm of my hand. So that's about how far away I am. And you've got to make sure, obviously, that your camera is pointing at a level with the jar, not above it.
Camera.
So I'm going to try this bit of the label. Now, it says picture one in progress. And if I'm not sure that that's the right bit of the label, I can straight away turn the jar a little bit.
Picture two in progress.
And take picture two. So I'm now waiting for two pictures to be announced. So let's give it. It does take a few seconds.
Picture one is paprika by set. Picture two is paprika labeled bottle.
Okay, so picture one, it was going to say was paprika, but you might have heard that. So let's repeat.
Repeat. Button. Repeating. Picture two is Papriac labelled bottle.
Okay, so it says Papriac, which is rubbish. But I do know that the first one was more the place where I wanted to be. So I can read. So you don't have to wait for the first picture to be announced before you take the second one. However, if it's quite quick, it will announce them quite close together, so you might want to wait. So I'm going to take pretty much the angle that I took picture one at again.
50%. Camera, picture three in progress.
Okay, it makes that nice little camera sound, doesn't it? So you know you've taken a picture. So we're waiting for picture three. Takes a couple of seconds.
Picture three is paprika by Sainsbury's.
Okay, so it's Sainsbury's paprika. So that's handy. So if you've got like quite a lot of herbs and spices, you can be independent and find out which ones you want to cook your meal. So I've got the same thing again here. I've got a bottle. Now, I know it's a bottle of pop or something because it's that kind of plastic bottle with a screw top lid. But I didn't buy it, my hubby did. Now I know he bought a couple of different ones, so not sure which this is. So what I've done, I can feel where the label is overlapping. So I've put that towards the back because I'm fairly certain that that's not going to have any writing on it or, you know. So it's going to be the other side at some point that has the name on it.
Camera, button, camera, picture one in progress.
So again, I've lined the camera up about a hand's length away, not quite a hand's length, from the bottle and took the picture and tried to line the camera up. It's the camera at the back of the phone, by the way. Tried to line it up with the label.
Picture one is lemonade 2 litres bottle.
There you go, lemonade 2 litres bottle. The other thing is, if you do have your picture to, if you do have your camera too close, it will tell you close. Now the other thing I think is, this is useful, it will read small amounts of text like that. So if you've got a medicine packet, so it'll read, you know, because I mean I have Braille on my medicine packets, but say for example you don't read Braille and you can't see enough to read any print, you can take a picture of your medicine and find out which is which. And other things, you know, food packaging, it will give you a quick snapshot of what your food is, so you can be a bit more independent. I mean, for me, excuse me, this comes into its own in the kitchen, because there'd be nothing worse than having several tins in your cupboard and you might have soup, fruit, and they're all fairly much the same size. So to be able to take a quick picture, find out what it is, have your favourite soup instead of something you're not that keen on is great. So I'm going to leave it there. If anyone has any questions, please feel free to contact me. And before I start coughing completely and spluttering, I'm going to see you all later.
Wait a minute. Pause recording.